Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know, life can be a whirlwind, right? We're constantly bombarded with expectations, deadlines, and comparisons that can leave us feeling like we're not enough. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help us navigate this crazy world with more grace and resilience? It's called self-compassion. Today, we're diving deep into the transformative power of treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and acceptance. Ever felt like you were your own harshest critic? Like that inner voice was constantly throwing shade even when you're trying your best? Yeah, I get it. We all have that voice sometimes. But what if we could learn to silence those negative whispers and replace them with words of encouragement and support? That's the essence of self-compassion, being a warm, supportive friend to ourselves, even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner compassion. First, recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. It's part of what makes us human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks or imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness. Think about it like this: would you scold a close friend for tripping and falling? Probably not. You'd likely offer a helping hand and some words of encouragement. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support. Second, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. When those negative voices creep in, simply acknowledge them and let them pass like clouds in the sky. Remember, you don't have to engage with every thought that pops into your head. You can choose to focus on more positive and constructive things. Third, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a beautiful sunrise, a delicious cup of coffee, or simply the feeling of warmth from the sun on your skin. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, you shift your perspective towards positivity and appreciation. Fourth, set realistic expectations. We often put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, achieve everything at once, and never make mistakes. But remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Set achievable goals, celebrate small victories, and be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. And finally, practice self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could involve anything from taking a relaxing bath to spending time in nature, reading a good book, or pursuing a hobby you enjoy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. You know that feeling when you're learning something new and challenging? Maybe you're trying to learn a new language, master a musical instrument, or even just conquer that fear of public speaking. It can be intimidating, right? You might stumble, make mistakes, and feel discouraged at times. But what if instead of dwelling on those moments of struggle, you embrace them as opportunities for growth? That's exactly what self-compassion allows us to do. Imagine yourself practicing that new language, struggling to remember the correct word. Instead of getting frustrated with yourself, take a deep breath and say, "It's okay, I'm still learning. Every mistake is a step closer to fluency." See how that shifts your perspective? Now you're treating yourself like a supportive friend who understands the challenges of learning something new. That's the power of self-compassion. It helps us navigate those tough moments with grace and resilience, turning setbacks into stepping stones for growth. So, what are some practical steps you can take today to cultivate more self-compassion? First, try incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Second, actively challenge those negative thought patterns by replacing them with positive and encouraging affirmations. Think, "I am capable, I am worthy, or I am learning and growing." Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself along the way. All right, that's our episode for today. Remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and kindness, starting with yourself. Make sure to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-love boost. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps us keep bringing the insightful content that empowers you to live your best life. Until next time, stay focused, stay compassionate, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.